ABC News.
So basically, about a month ago, because I did the prediction in past, as you said, part of US election, Brexit, I also predicted federal elections, Queensland state election, and so on. So I looked about months ago very quickly, and initial findings were showing me that my calculations are not in line with polls. I didn't pay too much attention, despite I was approached with one news.com to have an exclusive interview before the election to give my prediction. So I said last week before the election it's most important. In this last week, I collected about 2 million tweets for about 50 key words, relevant hashtag, key people, certain key policies, and so on, and analyzed basically the sentiment, identified targets, and later just clustered with locations and also with certain parties added preferences, and the numbers came out that Labour only has is ahead in Victoria and South Australia,
right.
And that was not enough to take them over the line.
So 2 years two years of polling had Labour ahead. What does this say about traditional polls, would you say?
It probably says that sample size is not big enough, and issues with the current situation that less and less people have a landline. So it's very hard to identify where from, because certain areas are voting for coalition, certain are for Labour. So if you don't know the location where from is coming, it's very hard to do this sampling.
Well, generally, what was the sentiment among those that were tweeting?
I didn't look very closely. Deep analysis can find out actually what actually did the damage or favor to certain parties. But it is obvious that, for example, in Queensland, a lot of sentiment to Clive Palmer and his investment in election. I heard that he spent a huge amount of money in the news. I didn't know that. And all these preferences went to the coalition. Also, it appears that One Nation is the sentiment didn't drop. So obviously, who is in favour of One Nation voted anyway.
Do you think that perhaps moving forward we might have a different style of polling?
That is something it's very hard for me to comment, because I'm not aware of what these polling companies are doing. But certainly, considering the fact that there's less landlines, and if these polling companies are not using advantage of big data analytics and this vast volume of social media data, they certainly need to consider to start using it.
ABC News.